modern icon. But it smells like smoke, it has already blown up. Her lipstick is smeared, paramedics look down, patch wounds up and kiss the ground. Mr. Mayor kisses the girl, the man, the symbol.
Gutter Trash Pirate Radio, coming back at you. That was Modern Icon by the band Turtle Toes. They are, if you've never heard of them, I'm not surprised. I think they only put out the one album ever, called Jackersville. I heard of them from a friend of mine in high school. A gentleman by the name of Tim Andrel. Tim and his brother Joe both were pretty heavy influences on me and my musical tastes, or at least what I was exposed to at a certain time in my life. We all worked at a movie theater for a while, and that's sort of where we all became friends. I miss those guys sometimes, but it has been decades since I have talked to either of them. But Tim, knowing that I loved me some metal and ska, and he's the one who kind of got me into ska a little bit and emo. But he brought this band to my attention. Now, this is all hearsay. I don't know how much of it is actually true. He claims to have been friends with the sort of creative force behind Turtle Toes, who was John Hughes III, the son of legendary director John Hughes, the director of Uncle Buck and Home Alone and others. Actually, I don't think John Hughes did Home Alone. I think that was Chris Columbus. But you know John Hughes. He's the 80s teen guy. Pretty in Pink, a movie I've never seen, I believe. Breakfast Club, also a movie I've never seen. Other movies I've never seen. John Hughes III, based in Chicago, I believe, though, again, hearsay. He attended Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, where he struck up a friendship with my friend Tim. And this was one of the many projects that he was working on. He had a couple of other musical ventures throughout his career. I unfortunately have not really kept up with anything else he did. But the Jackersville album, Tim gave me a copy, and I listened to it, and was floored, honestly. I've never heard anything like it before. I have never heard anything like it since. Sort of a jazz fusion, acid funk kind of thing happening. But I love it. I love the whole album through and through. That is one of my favorite tracks on that album, and just thought I would go ahead and share that with everyone. Alright, so got a Trash Pirate Radio, you know the deal. I'm going to go ahead and hit the old playlist on iTunes and listen to a couple of random tracks, see what pops up. How's that sound? Sounds good to me. Alright. Thank you.
moonshine mad back down the river.
Manchu. That was a bit of a fuzzy fuzzball, fuzz fuzz, stoner rock, stoner metal block there. Starting that off with Thumb, a live track by Caius. Not exactly the grandfather of stoner metal, but definitely the heir apparent at a certain point in time. Caius, of course, was sort of a conglomerate that eventually spun off into Queens of the Stone Age, for those not entirely in the know. And then, of course, Fu Manchu, I sort of lump into the same thing. I love a good, fuzzy, feedback-heavy stoner rock, stoner metal vibe. In between those two, though, we had a very short song by The Locust, How to Become a Virgin. You know, heavy, noisy, whatever. It all worked. But as much as I would love to continue to listening to some fuzzy stoner metal, this is actually a very special episode. This is a playlist episode. That is right. So this is one of the first episodes I've recorded since I've started actually releasing episodes. And while I don't necessarily get a ton of feedback from people, I did hear from one of my online friends, and he seemed very interested in wanting to provide a playlist of songs, and I am more than welcome to it. Any of my friends who would like to submit a playlist, such as we've heard in the past, I am all for it. However, as I have recorded all these pretty far in advance, he did not know the exact format and pointed me towards a Spotify playlist. I don't use Spotify. I don't care for it as a software. I don't care for it philosophically. I'm not a fan. But, he pointed me to it. I said, just kind of pick six songs. Then I will be more than willing to play them. He sent me a file, and we're going to go ahead and do that now. This is a buddy of mine that I met online years and years ago on various comic book message boards back when those were a thing. I want to say that this was the Comic Book Resources forums. A much missed forum where I met quite a few people that I have enjoyed a friendly relationship online with since. This is a gentleman by the name of Jim Purcell, also goes by Regular Jim or occasionally The Last Adventurer. He hosts his own podcast that is on the Gutter Trash Podcasting Network, the Savage Fincast, a long-running look at Savage Dragon, the comic book, and its creator, Eric Larson, and all he purveys. Surveys? I don't know. But yeah, Jim and a couple buddies did that a long time ago. He asked me some advice about getting a podcast started, and I decided to just give them a spot where they could host it. And they have by far become the most popular Gutter Trash podcast in the network, and that is absolutely fine. I'm not in here for the accolades. I am just here to talk and have fun, and I came of age at a time when Eric Larson meant the world to me, and the Savage Dragon comic was, was very, very important to me, and I am more than happy to just give them the ability to be able to do their show, and that's... It seems like that's putting a lot on me, it's not. I have very little to do with it other than just giving them a little corner of the internet to work on. And they do everything else on their own, and they do it well. They are well-respected, and I'm happy to have my name in the most minor way associated with them at all. Jim, when the first couple of episodes dropped, asked if he could do this playlist. I said yes. He sent me six songs. I have them here loaded up. He didn't give me any kind of particular order in which to play these, so I'm just going to hit shuffle and see which ones play in what order. Looking over the list here, I recognize, maybe one band name, the rest I do not, and I'm very excited to hear what he's picked and to hear, what type of music this guy listens to. We have chatted online for many years. Music is not one of those things that has ever come up. So this will be fun. This will be interesting. Jim, I do apologize to you, but, if I hate it, I'm not going to lie about it, but I really hope I don't, that I go into all of these, even back during the Stephanie Cooper episode where she picked some horrible songs. I gave them all a fair shot. But I trust, I do have an open mind, and I want to listen to these, and I'm always looking for something new and always looking for something good. And let's just get right to it. So this is the beginning of the Regular Jim podcast playlist, Gutter Trash Pirate Radio.
Up the sky, oh, shattered families, their last
goodbye. The war has just begun, and the war cannot be won. Dead bodies on the ground, in the without a fight, you end another life in fire.
I ain't
got a mind. Broken humanity, human insanity.
Serpent of lies, human existence is compromised.
And the blood on your hands can be washed away. The war is upon us, innocent lives. We suffer losses, we sacrifice. And the blood on
Yeah. flashing lights and adverts. I hate every single fucking insect. The rain. Come on, come on, come on. I don't understand the problem, problem, problem. I just want a little fun with, fun with, fun with everybody who plays. Yeah.
Gutter Trash Pirate Radio is not a contest. But everything's a contest. And Jim, so far, you are winning. That was The Proto Men with Light Up the Night. There is a very specific type of 80s sound that just really gets me going, and that does it for me. I don't know this band. I'm going to, if you'll permit me, to Google them real quickly right here on the air. But I really, really loved that. You know, I loved just the synth. I loved the chorus and the background. It was awesome. Just had a very operatic sound, which, you know, I do like some operatic metal, and I feel like, you know, there was definitely some 70, you know, prog, I guess, you know, some prog aspects to it that I really enjoyed. But yeah, they are a modern day band, starting around in 2003. That was pretty great. What I do know about Jim, and he's a comic book nerd, just like I am, and just kind of briefly glancing over the Wikipedia page for the Proto Men, that seems to jibe with everything. That was a fantastic song. Before that, we heard Twin Atlantic, Fall Into the Party, which I thought was fine. Not my cup of tea, honestly, but nothing inherently bad about it. It's just kind of a song that I could hear and not be annoyed by, but also just completely forget about. I've kind of already forgotten about it, just after listening to the Proto Men, but the Proto Men made quite the impression. But also the kicking off the block was Dream State with the song Washed Away, which also left me with quite an impression. I really dug everything about those two tracks a lot. When I heard Dream State, I was almost worried that maybe Jim tailored his playlist to sort of fit, what he knows about my musical taste. And maybe he did, but it's definitely up my alley. I will definitely have to check out more by Dream State and the Proto Men for sure. That was awesome. So suck it, Stephanie Cooper and Jason Young, two of my most favorite people on the face of the planet. In one block, Jim has already won Gutter Trash Pirate Radio. I kid, I love everyone. And eventually, those two people will, they'll have a chance to do another playlist, and I welcome it, no matter what they choose. All right, we're going to get into Jim's last three tracks, and see what comes up. Based on the strength of that, I'm really, really looking forward to this.
Fire, 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 fireworks, tearing off to see. afternoon. I'm sorry, every song's about you. The torture of small talk with someone you used to love.
Bid a friend hello, nice to meet again. I expect a new point of view from you.
Stealing 何かをこの地
SPYAIR, one word, with Rage of Dust. I didn't understand a word of that. Probably because it was in Japanese. They are a Japanese band. I enjoyed that. I always like listening to music with in different languages. I wouldn't necessarily call it world music, because that just was pretty much straight up rock and roll. I enjoyed that. Reminds me of, I briefly got into a Japanese horror punk band called Balzac, who were basically sort of trying to prime themselves as the Japanese Misfits, I guess. And I believe the Misfits even produced a couple of their records. I enjoyed that. It also reminded me a lot, and this just may be racism or stereotype, I don't know. It reminded me of just watching anime. I'm not a huge anime guy. I've seen a handful here and there, and one thing that I've always enjoyed about at least shows, like television shows, not necessarily movies, is that sometimes they have some kicking soundtracks and some awesome bands doing them. And I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. Before that was a band called Distord, D-I-Z-T-O-R-D, the song I Kiss the Night. I enjoyed that too. That was, I enjoyed the sort of different tones that it took on, from, like, it was a very power pop kind of thing happening, but there was some electronica in there, and then shockingly some very growly metal vocals, and I was taken aback for a moment, but I enjoyed it. And I think the thing I like about that and Spire was that there's a lot of electronic and synthesizer sounds in there. It's not something that I go about advertising, but I do really enjoy when straightforward rock and metal bands add stuff like that to them. That's why I've always kind of been a big fan of, like, Richie and the Full Effect, and why the Get Up Kids was one of my favorite emo bands was because they had a keyboard and they added, like, that little bit of extra sound. That's why, you know, Soulfly for a while has been one of my favorite metal bands, was because, you know, like, it is straightforward, like, sort of death metal, but also there's, like, all these other sounds and beats and feels to it. And my sort of least favorite of their output is when they just do straight up crunchy crunchy growl growl. And, you know, I like variety. I like experimentation within, you know, that thing, you know, that they're supposed to be doing. And both those bands, Distord and Spire, really, you know, sort of scratch that itch for me that I feel. And leading off that block was Fall Out Boy, the one band I had heard of. The song was called, 4th of July. Unfortunately I did not care for that one, but, I don't care for Fall Out Boy. As it started, I was like, oh, I've heard of Fall Out Boy, but have I heard Fall Out Boy? Which is often, you know, a thing that, you know, happens to me. And then as soon as the vocal started, it's like, oh, yes, I have heard Fall Out Boy. Sugar, We're Going Down. That's the one that I know. And, it may have just been oversaturation, but, that got enough airplay during its time that I've fallen ill of Fall Out Boy. and definitely, yeah, it's just not to my liking, and that didn't do anything to really help it. It's not a terrible song, but, you know, yeah, I don't think I would seek out any more Fallout Boy, unless, of course, it is Radioactive Man's sidekick from The Simpsons. I do know that Pete Wentz, I believe, the bass player for Fall Out Boy, he has written a few comics in his day, and, you know, solidarity to any comic nerd that can, you know, parlay, you know, whatever into making comics, but I've never read any of them. And honestly, just because of that band, I choose not to seek it out. So apologies to Jim and to Fall Out Boy for not enjoying that, but I really enjoyed almost everything else that Jim provided with me here. This was a lot of fun, and after the last episode, I feel like we needed it. I should go ahead and, you know, late in the game here, apologize for that. You know, it was not on my best, but, you know, that happens sometimes. And, one of the things that has always, it's one of the things I like best about podcasting, the podcast that I listen to, is that I want things to be real. I want things to be raw. I don't like overly produced, you know, scripted shows, new shows, whatever. I never got into like Serial or whatever. I just enjoy the podcast of people talking and being real with each other. Even in the comedy podcast that I listen to, like, there is a basis of raw reality that I really connect to. That's why, even though I've definitely second guessed it, why I've decided to just go ahead and release that episode the way that it was. But we're allowed to have these moments. We're allowed to be that way, and to deny it, to pretend otherwise, is inhuman and unrealistic, and I don't care for it. We need to be as real and as honest with ourselves as we are with everyone else. And so me putting out what almost seemed like a suicide note in the form of a music podcast, it was me at the moment, and that's how I reconcile, you know, putting something out there in the world like that. I have always been a raw nerve online, I may draw dumb pictures of stupid looking Batman, but, I'll often throw it with a paragraph about just the scathing depression I'm going through, and that is just who I am and what I do. Anyway, all right, thank you, Jim. Sorry for side derailing it there a little bit. Really appreciate you participating in this. Really appreciate those tracks. If you did tailor those tracks to me specifically, you did a pretty good job. And also, if you did, the next time, I would really just like to hear stuff that you more like that don't necessarily fall in line with the things that you have heard on this show, or you know, stuff that speaks to you more personally. However, if this is stuff that speaks to you personally, then you've got good taste, my friend. As with everyone who I approach to do a playlist episode, I've often told them that, you know, I will have them do it again, and I am glad to have them do it again, even if I didn't enjoy did not enjoy, you know, what they provided the first time. I always want to hear what is personal to them. Because again, I'm such a raw nerve. They've certainly had me unload on them numerous times. So, you know, let that be the vessel in which I, you know, hear you for a minute, you know. Because otherwise I don't give a crap. I kid. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to go ahead and go back to the old iTunes and let's hear a couple more songs and then we'll take this out, all right?
Activist and media assassin with Flavor Flav. What's the flavor, Flavor?
Yo, T. Guess what happened? To the burned up end, I was clapping. Too good to be true. Getting all the guys turned to get in doo-doo. Took it all for granted. Straight life start tilting, turn things to slanted. Having everything to having nothing. Now hysteria ain't got no stuffing. All you got ill puffing. To get you buffing. Issue the cop cuffing.
About the future of Public Enemy.
What's the future of Public Enemy? None of your goddamn business!
Street.
More news at 11. Starting off that block with Public Enemy from their Apocalypse 91 album. I thought it was very funny there at the end. Contemplating the future of Public Enemy, knowing that Flava Flav got fired for being Flava Flav. And then, of course, ending that off with Dancing in the Streets by Martha and the Vandals, a classic, if there ever was one. Definitely a staple of oldies radio when I was growing up, despite the David Bowie Mick Jagger cover of it. You can never beat that original. That is a fantastic way to send off this episode of Gutter Trash Pirate Radio. Thank you all again for listening. Special thanks again to regular Jim Purcell, for providing the playlist for this episode. And go ahead and check out his podcast at fincast.guttertrash.net. The Savage Fincast, your podcast source for all things Savage Dragon and Eric Larson related. You can also listen to my podcast, The Viewmasters, at view.guttertrash.net. You can buy my artwork at shop.seanborn.net or look at my artwork at just seanborn.net. You can follow me on Blue Sky at eSeanborn. Follow me on Instagram at eSeanborn. You can support my Patreon, patreon.com/seanborn. And, of course, every other week here at Gutter Trash Pirate Radio. Thank you again. Take care.